welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Carah Radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation, as always, probably broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my next guests are members of the band Screen Door Porch. I have Cedar Rose and Aaron Davis, and they're calling from beautiful Jackson, Wyoming. And first of all, how's the weather there in Wyoming?
Well, it's been pretty nice this week. We've actually had a spring, which is sometimes unusual. So we've had, I think the weather's been in the 50s and 60s, which for us right now is pretty nice.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, yeah. So the name of the band is Screen Door Porch. And who'd like to tell us? That sounds like an interesting name, and I'm sure there's an interesting story. And who'd like to tell us all about the story of this name of the band?
Well, it sort of originates from a band that we've been listening to a lot over the years, Uncle Tupelo, in a song that they had called Screen Door. And there's a line in there about sitting on the porch with your friends and not having any cares and just having your friends around and playing some tunes. And that's sort of how we got started, was just informally getting together and having a good time and playing some tunes, and eventually it turned into to what it is now. So which is always a good place for music to start, you know, on the porch.
Exactly. And let's see here, your music is described as Americana roots and Euro-Americana. Would you like to explain a little bit of that? I mean, is that a good representation of your music? Or?
Yeah, I think that suits us well. It's hard right now because there are so many artists under the umbrella of Americana that it tends to be a little bit vague, and there's so many things that fit under it. But we kind of fit more in that realm of the roots rock side, and a lot of blues and folk influences in there.
I think we do such a wide on the spectrum of acoustic and electric. We can be super quiet and good for intimate settings, and then also we like to rock out too with a full band. So we sort of cover the spectrum, and it's hard to describe it sometimes because it sort of encompasses a lot of things.
Oh, okay. And yeah, as we mentioned that you now have a new album. It is called The Tale and the Fruit. And this sounds like an interesting album. And tell us how you got the title for that the CD.
Well, it's actually called The Fate and the Fruit.
Oh, The Fate and the Fruit. Oh, okay. So yeah. Tell us how that name came to be.
Well, I guess it comes from a lot of the subject matter lyrically on the album. Has a lot to do with having sort of obstacles and figuring out a way to push through those and still feel good about what you're doing every day, and which everybody goes through. And I think that that a lot of people can relate to a lot of the lyrics on the album, and in reference to the album cover, it's sort of relates to the old school design of the first hot air balloons when flight was the early stages of flight, and when they were taking a lot of chances and they didn't know if they were going to crash or burn or succeed and you know, create something for the world to remember.
Oh, okay. And we want to let everyone know that you can pick this album up on your website, and we encourage everyone to do that. And some of the songs that were listed that you have kind of as your features, though we encourage everyone to listen to them all. And one of the songs was Burning at Both Ends. And who would like to tell us about this song?
Well, this is the song that we've kind of been featuring the most, and it's a tune that Aaron and I wrote together one night, just kind of going over some chords, and we had been talking about kind of putting a song together that had a nice drive to it, and the subject matter came pretty easy, because at that point, we we've been working really hard and playing a lot, and we kind of felt like ourselves, within ourselves, we were burning, you know, the candle at both ends. And that's where it came about. And it was about, you know, working hard to do what you love, but also realizing that it's so difficult to do those things and that you can quickly burn out doing it.
Oh, okay. And let's see here. Another song we have is A Needle and a Record.
That one sort of came from, I got back into listening to vinyl in the last few years, and I sort of had this vision of a father and son in the same room, and the father really trying to talk the son into checking out his medium of how he listens to music and how different it sounds to him as opposed to an MP3, which to me there's a big difference, and I think there's a big revival and consumers really demanding a better quality sound than an MP3, and so it sort of comes from that, but it's also just a sign of how things are really changing in that way, and how there's a you know, even though there's so much music out there right now, the quality in a lot of ways has decreased.
Oh, okay. And another song that that we have here is The Devil's Honey. Who'd like to talk about this one?
Yeah, I wrote that one just a couple weeks actually before we went into the studio. And this was kind of my first, like, foray into writing politically. I'd always strayed from it before because I guess I felt like I didn't have enough to put into words, or I couldn't put it into words what I was really feeling. And I felt like what was going on around our country, it just felt like everybody was so divided and they couldn't work together, and nothing was happening in a positive way for us as Americans. And so I put that into that song, kind of meaning, like, you know, there's good intentions maybe behind what's going on politically, but there's also this little bit of devil's honey that gets into people's brains when they're there.
Oh, okay. So did both of you then write all the songs? I mean, are you songwriters for all of the songs then? Or?
Yes, we are.
Oh, fantastic. So, yeah, they're all your original songs. And, yeah, there's 12 on them. Is there any other songs? I had those three to highlight, but is there any other songs that you're particularly proud of? Or?
Well, I'd say that we're really proud of all of the songs. You know, we like to, as consumers ourselves, we like to enjoy albums as a whole. I think that's a dying breed of a way to consume an album, and we hope that people enjoy the whole thing, and that's a big part of what we do too. There's such a wide eclecticism about what we do, and it sort of demands getting through a whole album to really understand the breadth of it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of I mean, there's faster tunes and slower tunes, and some that are more acoustic and some that, you know, drive a lot more instrumentation. And it's just kind of fun to go along the ride. And there's a lot of different emotions going on in the song, too. But I think together they put this, like, vivid kind of scene of what we went through making the album.
Oh, okay. And yes, Cedar, you had mentioned that you know, you're taking a break for the tour. So this particular CD, after putting that out, involves a big tour, then playing the new songs. Then,
yes, we are kind of in the middle of a big tour. We just went to the Northwest for about 10 days, and we're taking a week off, and then we're going to the Southeast, which is where Aaron and I are originally from. And we always enjoy going back there and seeing a lot of our old friends and family. And then we'll be sticking around kind of Wyoming and the mountains for the summer, playing a bunch of shows to promote the album.
Oh, so yeah. Do you have an opportunity to get this way around the Orlando area yet? Or?
We're hoping. I don't think we want to make it there in the middle of the summer, because I don't know.
No, you don't.
How to handle that.
No, that would, the good time to come here would be like around January 20th. Very comfortable.
Yeah, that would, and that would be great for us to take a break from the winter here because it gets really long. So I think we definitely have it on the list of places that we want to get to, and I'm hoping that we'll make it there, you know, soon. So maybe in the wintertime.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guests today are members of a great Americana band from beautiful Jackson, Wyoming. They are called Screen Door Porch, and today I have the pleasure and honor of being joined by Miss Cedar Rose and Mr. Aaron Davis. And their new album is called The Fate and the Fruit, and Screen Door Porch has some awesome music, a little bit of Americana. We get it here in Florida. We get it all over the world, and it's some great music. I enjoy all music, and I like me some Americana music. My guest today, Screen Door Porch. You are listening to the Mike Care radio program, Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.
Summer.